95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Alicia, what's going on with Trent? And why do you think he's cheating on you?
Well, we've been together for like 2 years, and we aren't very much alike. He's, I'm kind of a nerdy, bookish, stay-at-home type, and he's more like a jock, star football player type.
Sometimes opposites attract.
Sure, yeah. He's a manager at a sporting goods store, and I know he, works with other women, and he handles all the interviews, and he goes to lunch with these girls. And one of my friends saw him at a restaurant with another woman, and at one point he was sitting on the same side of the booth as this other girl with his arm around her.
Okay. A friend? You don't know her?
No. Or at least my friend who saw her didn't know who she was. I assume I don't either, but...
Did you ask him about this?
Nope.
Did she see any more? Is there any more evidence? Because I'm sitting on the same side of a booth with another woman.
And I feel like there's also a difference between like just having your arm over the booth itself.
And actual her.
And cuddling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you didn't see it with your own eyes, so it's hard to,
some people are dramatic.
On the same side of the booth as someone, that's weird. Well, I mean, I have had to have talks with him in the past about being too overly flirtatious with other women, specifically that he works with. So I feel like maybe I don't have a handle on that like I thought I did, and it's getting away from me.
Okay.
So you're thinking maybe it was a coworker?
I'm thinking it's possible.
Mm. Let's find out who he sends the roses to. Roy, dial him up. Okay. And if it is to you, do you want us to still find out who she was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, this is Trent.
Hey, Trent. You are just the person I'm looking for. How are you today?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name's Melissa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name here as our social media contest winner. One of your friends tagged you in our post and liked our page, and we picked somebody that was tagged to win $100 in beautiful free red roses.
For real? Okay, yeah. Trent loves red roses.
Oh, okay. Well, Trent, they wouldn't typically be for you. You'd send them to someone else.
Oh, yeah. No, I figured they'd be for somebody else. I just, I like talking to third person because Trent loves that third person.
Okay. Well, Trent, who would you like to send them to? I have a card here that we can write something to that person. I just need a name.
And it's all free?
Yep. We don't charge a delivery charge or anything like that. This is strictly a promo.
Trent loves the freebs. Okay. What do you just need a name, I guess?
Yep, name first. I'll get all the other information from you in a moment, but let's do who you'd like the card and the flowers filled out to.
Okay. Let's send it to my girl Alicia.
Okay.
Alisha.
All right. And what would you like to put on Alicia's card?
I guess just say here's something to brighten your day. Trent loves you.
It's very sweet.
Trent, just be honest with me. Who was the girl at the restaurant that you had your arm around? Because Katie saw you there.
What?
Trent, that's Alicia.
Katie?
No,
saw
I
you
know
at
who.
A restaurant.
Wait, hang on, wait.
Yeah, so Trent, you're on the Manny Roy in the Room morning show with War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters.
Trent's on War of the Roses. Does Trent like War of the Roses?
Y'all think Trent's cheating?
Okay. Is this really third person thing a thing?
Alicia.
I think it's hilarious.
Does he do that, Alicia, in real life?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's put on more when other people are around, but yeah, he does. He does do it.
Mm-hmm. Baby, you think I'm cheating on you? Trent doesn't cheat.
I mean, I have some weird evidence against you, yeah.
What weird evidence against me? Is there no more like free roses here? I mean, I feel like Trent's getting played here.
Yeah, no, there's no roses, Trent. But who was the woman that you had your arm around at a restaurant?
Woman I had my arm around at a restaurant? That was an interview for the job. I was interviewing her for the place that I work at.
That's not helping Trent's cause.
No, it's not.
Why?
That's called an HR issue.
Why would you put your arm around an interviewee?
I do that with all the interviewees. We have to show them exactly what not to do with customers when they interact and everything. We've had a bunch of HR complaints in the past of people getting too close. So,
like during an interview?
Not during an interview. No, I mean, on actual like work stuff and all. But I mean, if nothing else, Trent's got to be thorough with these interviews, man. You know, we need the best people here.
That sounds weird and fishy.
Yeah,
and creepy.
It does, bud.
And I can't get over
it's
the third
creepy.
Person.
It's freaking me out.
Can you stop doing it, Trent?
I don't know, man. Trent feels like he's getting played here. Trent's no cheater. Come on.
Stop saying your name in third person.
Look, y'all are the ones that called me, okay? You want to call me out on something, then you guys need to listen to what Trent has to say.
Alicia, do we believe Trent, or do you need to have more conversation with him? What do you want to do?
I guess we need to talk about it, but I'm inclined to say that that's BS. That sounds crazy that you would sexually harass someone to show them how to not sexually harass someone.
Sexually harass somebody? Baby, you're getting way out of control here with this. There was no sexually harassing anything.
All right. Trent, I think you should probably get some real roses, I would think, and probably sit down and explain everything to Alicia and be totally honest with her.
And apologize.
And apologize, yep.
Well, her and I can have this talk, I mean, private one-on-one for sure, but look, man, I mean, if you ever want to talk to me, baby, you can just, you talk to Trent. You know, you don't have to talk to a radio station
okay.
call.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later then.
Okay.
All right.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
This is awesome. We've got confirmation from Jess, who said she used to work with Trent at the sports store, and he does refer to himself in the third person. We all thought it was a joke, but he keeps doing it and thinks it's funny.
It's not. It's, I don't know if I can say this word on the radio.
Roy shouldn't. We get it. Yeah. It begins with a D.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Roy shouldn't talk like that.
I know.
We need to talk about, though, the annoying habits that your ex had. Maybe that's why they're the ex. We'll do it coming up just after 8.